Okay, we continue in the Sefer Bilvavi, Volume 2, page Tzadi Dalet. We're on the third paragraph. And we ended off with one exercise of how to help one to feel that Hashem next to oneself, and that's the idea of Moda Ani. We say Moda Ani, before we say the words Moda Ani, say, who am I saying Moda Ani to? And who's waking me up? That's the one I'm saying Moda Ani to, that's right next to me in the bed. So we're on paragraph number 3. Vadi shalokeach zman ad shematzlichim lagi lematzav shezu tiyah machshava rishona shalo barosh kishikon v'boker. Certainly, we'll take a lot of time until we're successful to reach a level and to a situation that our first thought in the morning, when we get up in the morning, is to think this way about Hashem. Because what happens? First of all, people forget. They remember after a couple hours. Lat lat hunizker, slowly begins to remember. Achu koines eis kehergel, until he acquires this as a routine, as a part of your pattern. Becomes habit. Avoid is yuchol lakach shvua. This work could take a week, vouch for another week, ad chedesh till a month, vouch chedesh another month. Achu besof shal dover yiskish in akudas hareshish shal yom shal otia shehu chayim rabban shalom. Until the end, he will merit that the point of the beginning of the day will be living with Hashem. Now, of course, the intention is not that he will all of a sudden feel that Hashem is actually there. No. We've explained in great length already. Only thing you'll reach is I have a clear belief that Hashem is here. Not that you're going to mamish feel that he's here. You're not going to feel he's here. But you have a clear belief that he's here. Beinu margish, beinu meinu margish. Regardless if he actually feels it or not. But he really believes clearly that Hashem is here. And again, another good example to help us with this. Tzadihei. Mashal ma davadoymer. Let's give another example. Shana machronos, in this last few years, humtza machshir anikar pelophon. There's now an item called a cell phone. Nitar latzmenu shemagia lakan odom me'eres rechoka sheshomu shal machshir ze'adayim lo higia. Let's picture for ourselves a person who comes here from a foreign country that the news of the cell phone had not yet reached that country. Never heard of a cell phone before. V'shol asechad ha'mekomiyim heichan yesh kan telefon tziburi. So he asks one of the residents in this city, where is there a public telephone? I need a public phone. And of course, they're harder to find nowadays. So that he can call an acquaintance of him that lives in Eretz Yisrael. He has to get to me. It's directions, whatever I need. So he asks somebody. So one of the people who lives here says, oh, don't bother. I'll teach you. The public telephone is very far. He takes a little box out of his pocket and he says, please, use my phone. Maze, what's this? The guest asks in wonderment. He says, Zehu telephone. That's a telephone. Machshir telephone niyad. It's a movable phone. Wireless phone. Doesn't have any wires. And you're able to talk with somebody who's very far away. First time he's heard of it. Mabit olav hatayar. So the tourist looks at him. But mabit safkani, with a skeptical view. Vitolas, he wonders himself. Himachain himtziu dover chadash? Have they really created such a brand new thing? Maybe I've stumbled upon an idiot. He says, "Slicha toda, thanks anyway." He goes on his way. He makes a second and third person, and they all give him the same response. They offer him a cell phone. It's three people offering him a cell phone. So he thinks to himself. Shlosha Nashim Omrim, as also Advar, three people say the same thing. Kinir Shani who says Shadain Lushamati Al Pel Chadash. Must be I'm the one who doesn't know. I'm the one who's not informed. Can't be that everybody's wrong. I guess we could use it. He takes the phone, mechayeg, he dials, umaslo, he starts to talk. At this point, when he's about to, you know, he's just using it. So now, what's his feeling when he's going to begin to speak? So it's not the following. Maybe someone's going to be on the other end, maybe not. He doesn't think that way, right? If he would have taken the cell phone from the first guy, when he's not sure at all, never heard of the thing, he tries to talk, and he's not yet sure. He's not sure the whole thing works at all, Allah or not. Maybe he'd be feeling doubts. In other words, he went to the first guy, and says, he told me the public phone and says, here, take my cell phone. He says, what's this? You can use it. What are you talking about? It's like, when he would just start to try it, he's not sure if it's going to work, right? I mean, Shlosh ben Yadam, I'm going to look out, but the three people tell him, this is what it's all about. Lord, none of that. Elishu Roe. Asaras Orim Shavim Sochim Afshir said, he's looking by, he sees everybody like this. Talking on the phone. Everybody in the street's doing this. He understands clearly the following fact. Adayom lo yadati. Until now I didn't know about it. Now I know about it. V'gam kishu medaber imakiro hanimtza bercha shel 1,000 kilometers v'meno. Even when he starts to speak with an acquaintance 1,000 kilometers away. Yesh lahar gosha brua benefesh shalo shemeno. So he is clear. He knows that this guy hears him. Right? So why is this? What's changed in him? Why has he changed? All of a sudden he's a believer? 5 minutes ago he wasn't a believer. Now he's a believer. The answer is, even though in his whole life he never tried to use such a phone, but once he sees everybody's living this way, he knows this is the reality. I was out of touch with reality, that's all. I have to admit, I was not in touch with reality. Yelad gadol b'beiso, right? Let's look at it a little further, right? A little kid's growing up in his house. V'ros horav mesochim b'telephone. He sees his parents speaking on the phone. Lat lat umevin shemadabrim kam v'shamim sham. He learns very soon that this, you know, what is he first thinking? A little kid. Why is my parents speaking to a box? A three-year-old sees his parents, you know, a little kid. Mommy, mommy, and she keeps seeing, the kid keeps seeing, mommy's talking into a black box, and a very little black box, and not listening to me. But mommy doesn't have a black box in her hand. She listens to me. But now she says, you know, in a minute, Tatala, I'm busy. What are you busy with? So slowly, so the kid chaps that we're somebody speaking here, but somebody's listening there. And that idea is in their mind forever. A three-year-old can know that a cell phone works. Before a 50-year-old could know, and the 50-year-old will have to learn very quickly that it works. Ad kana mashal, that is the allegory. So what's the lesson he's trying to bring across? Vata nisbana benimshal, now let's see what the message is. Hein lo echad lo shnayim, not one, not two people. Chayim itoch hargasha shekadosh baruch hu nimsa imam mamash. There's many people who have gone through life feeling that Hashem is mamish here. Menevim HaKadoshim, let's go back to the Nevim, the holy prophets, Yirmiyahu, Yeshayahu, Shmuel, all the prophets. And we know there weren't just 55 prophets who wrote messages in the Tanakh for us to hear, but there were millions of people who were prophets in the history of the Jewish people. Just in Tzvat alone, on that one burial mountain, there's hundreds of thousands of people who all had Ruach HaKodesh buried on that mountain. And it's part of our history. We know these people. They lived with HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamish. From the Nevi'im, Asher Sochlem Rabbi Yisrael, who spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kedavar Ish Al Reo, like a person speaks to his friend. Derech HaChachma Shebechol Dovador, and the way of wisdom of any generation. If we go through generations, Ono Motzim Alfei Anoshim Shisnagu B'Mitzurah, we see thousands, I wouldn't say thousands, I'd say millions of Jews who have lived their lives this way, of mamish feeling Hashem next to them. And they were using a special little instrument that we're unaware of, called what? The Chelek Elokam Imal, the portion of God on high, their neshama. That's a telephone. That's the most amazing cell phone that exists. It's your neshama. No wires, works. Right? They've been using a cell phone for years. Right? So he said, Surah, Hiskashrus or something. This is how they connected, communicated with Hashem. That was their wireless. So Mamish, he gives such beautiful analogies. It's like, you can't argue with him. No matter how skeptical you are, the point is so strong. Right? But, you know, that's our history. It's not one person. It's millions live this way. One second. When you look at things from this point of view, if he doesn't see himself as an exception to the rule, who's beginning for the first time to try this. And I don't know, there's a theory. There's a theory that you can feel that Hashem is near you. You know, no, that's not what it is. If you're going to look at yourself as an exception, then you have a problem. But if you have to look at yourself, to look at yourself as a continuation of a line of thousands and thousands of righteous people throughout the generations who were all able to communicate with God this way. So then, when you look at it that way, he should be able to speak to Hashem just like he speaks on the telephone. Just like you'd speak to someone thousands of kilometers away. Right? Now, obviously, you know, you're going to say, oh, it's different, because there's somebody on the other line that's going to talk to him. You know, that's not the point. That's not the point. The point is, a person cannot deny, the point of the mashal is you can't deny reality. You cannot deny reality. And you can walk to Yerushalayim and the many places and see people today who live this way. You can see it. That's the whole point of seeing a tzaddik. You can see a tzaddik, and he lives this way. Right? And they're much more brilliant than we are. They're not crazy. They're not deranged. Right? So you know that it's a reality. Ah, so what's left? Next paragraph. Obviously, this is big work. You know, what if we told you like this? What would change the, I would change the analogy just a touch. I don't want to take away from what he said, but I just want to, maybe I'll improve on the analogy. What if the whole idea of cell phones, the problem with cell phones is, you just go to Rogers, and for $49, you got a cell phone. How about we say like this? You have to build it from scratch. You have to build it from scratch. You know, they'll give you the plans. I have no idea, but there's probably a lot of intricate electrical workings, computer stuff. I have no idea. But I said, we'll give you the plans. Now go make it yourself. Go make chveis. I don't even know what's in them now. I don't even think they have resistors anymore. That's my generation. I don't know what's in there. We'll give you the plans. Go build your own computer. Go build your own thing. Now that's going to take years. What if that was the new rule? There's no such thing as buying a cell phone. The world was such, you know, that you had to make your own cell phone. And you see it as guys who use it and talk on it. You're not allowed to talk in one until you make your own. You're not allowed to borrow from anybody. But you see everybody's talking, isn't it? You're going to think everybody's crazy? They're doing it. No one would do it just for show. Right? And you have to build your own cell phone. It would probably take a couple years. You have to spend a couple hours every day for a couple years until you build your own cell phone. And when you built it, then you could enjoy it. But if you're not going to prepare to put in years of hard work, you're not going to be able to use it. Right? So you know what? I'll tell you the answer. People wouldn't do it because they don't want to stick for 2 years on a project. But they wouldn't take it. They'd rather not have the pleasure, if it is a pleasure, whatever, of using the cell phone, because they'd have to put 2 hours, not that you'd have to quit your job for it, but you'd have to, all your spare time. You have to work on it so you could have that cell phone. Right, that I would add to the marshal. Right, so obviously it's a lot of work. Oid pam lispayr b'dvarim, another time to reflect on this. Oid pam lachush osam, another time to feel it. Oid pam lisbonim v'od pam lachush, another time to reflect on it, another time to speak it out. Avol ha'ikar lo lishayish, but the main thing is don't despair, don't give up hope. Lanasas od pam v'od pam, try again and again. You got to be sure that Hashem is here and He's listening. So He's saying, keep on redialing. Keep on redialing. Keep on putting the pieces of your spiritual cell phone together. You know, that's the difference. That's what you have to do. Hare b'sferma kadosh, you move a klal in our holy writings to give us a rule. Shakol nigrarer acharosh. Everything goes after the beginning. Imarim lokech nekudasu. If we could take this point, shal hakor b'kach shakadosh baruch hu nimso yada. If we could take this point to recognize that Hashem is right here next to us. Umaschil imas reisha yom shalom. If you begin your day that way, zemavtech l'chol hayom lichos imargashuzu b'hakara. This is a key to open up the day for you to live this way. If you could start the day, at the beginning of the day, that's why it's good we do this at 6 in the morning. You know, hopefully a little of this, you know, spills into the day a little bit. Right? As opposed to doing this at 9 o'clock at night. You know, Rambam is good to do at night. Good to go to sleep with Rambam. You know? But to start the day, you know, with this, understanding this recognition. Adam, come, you get up, nightly Adam, you wash your hands, you go to Lebe Seknes, you go to Shul. Right? We all drove to Shul this morning, right? But there, Choshevasa, so he thinks to himself, Ani holech levad, am I going alone to shul? Oshani holech imashu, mishu, or am I going with somebody? Fosu pointed Baruch Shalom, he turns to Hashem Barimelo, and says, Ani adeash ani no levad, I know I'm not alone. And you look at the passenger seat right next to you, even though there's no airbag sign that lit up. Right now, the cars, they show you on or off in the seat next to you. Right? I know you're there because you don't need an airbag. You don't need an airbag. That's why the sign's off. Right? That's how you have to start the day. After that, Modani. Humagila, I said, he comes to the shul. Right? So Sam or Sid. Right? I'm not sure which one. You're the first 10 of the Sekneses. Right? Right? So you walk in, Sid. I don't know who's the first one. Sid. Okay. Right? Shazov Malagrovia, it's a big thing to be the first one in shuls. It's not a small thing. So Amal Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Hashem, Ani Nimsa Beisach Nes Levad, am I in shul alone? O Shatah Nimsiti, or are you with me, Hashem? That's how you start the day. Or even you walk in as a couple people. Sam walks in, is Sid here the only one here? Or is there somebody here besides Sid? Because it's the same thing. You don't have to be the first one, you can be the second one. When there's a lot of people, it's hard to do that. But there's only one or two. Right. You go over this point over and over. Blila harpos, without to weaken yourself in this. Until you merit, you live with the fact and the feeling that Hashem is here, right here. Hamikrim v'adugmas rabim, the examples and the situations, there's so many. It all depends how your day is set up. Aval ha-mechaneh ha-mishutaf l'kulam, but the common theme to all of these events, echad, was one thing. Shlo tavor al adam chatzi shah, a half hour should not pass. Ubehem shechav pachas v'echad, as we go out even less than a half an hour. Shabohu lo nizkar v'melech, it shouldn't be that he doesn't remember and say, ani lo nimtze kan levad ata iti, I'm not here alone, but you are with me. And this is what is segueing into the next really important topic, which is the next title. But it's a very segue, and it's an extremely important section we're going to work on now. If we'll start with people who are relying on the tape system, because with Brian not around, things are going to be quite delayed hearing things online. So it's good you're here. So let's read the next section. Very, very important piece. And it's called, the section's called Mataraso Hamiti Shel Tchushas Habedidus, to understand the true goal of feeling lonely. is the topic of loneliness. Leheichan tzarech hadavar lahovel asadim. So where is this supposed to take us? This idea of feeling that Hashem is next to you. Where are we trying to go with this? How are you going to know that you've reached this level? What's the measuring instrument to know that you've succeeded? That you mamish feel that Hashem is here? How do you know you've reached this level? Okay, Nemar B'Pasuk, it says like this, when Hashem created the first human being, it says, Lo tov heyosa adam levado eselo ezer connecto. It's not good for man to be alone. Let me create a helpmate opposing him. Kach yitzuras yitziras adam. This is the way the first person was created. Which is what? Sheheyosa bodeid eina tova avuro. That being alone is not good for him. Now, we just look at that sentence and say, well, Hashem says it's not good for him alone. Let me find somebody to be with him. That's more than what is going on in this pasuk. Hashem is stating a reality, a human reality, meaning to say that God did create the first person in such a way that he could be and feel lonely if he doesn't have a chaver, doesn't have a friend. There was a time that Adam lived lonely. And it wasn't just a temporary thing. This became a reality as part of the 6 days of creation. Hashem created the concept of loneliness. It's not something that happened. It's just like he created the trees and the time and the sun. He created a concept called loneliness. He had to create it. How did he create it? By making one human being who's amongst millions of animals, found no satisfaction by being with the animals, and he was legitimately having a feeling of loneliness. So the question is, why did God create this feeling, this concept? Everyone has an inner need to connect to another person. There isn't a person who minutes pass by, and there's some people for very long periods that this happens. Even if you find yourself with a lot of people, even with your family members, everybody according to the situation. Even there's people passing in all places, there's not a person who doesn't pass this moment. But the inner feeling is one of loneliness. You know the feeling when you get invited to a wedding, you're going because your wife tells you to go and you don't know anybody there. It's a firm wedding, and as soon as you walk in, you're separated from your wife. It's a huge wedding, you don't know a soul. So if you're a real extroverts, it's very hard for them to feel lonely because they always just feed off of people. So, oh boy, what a great time. I'm going to go meet a million people now. But if you're a typical introvert, like you're just standing there, nobody's talking to you, and you feel extremely lonely in those 500 people in the room. Right? You come to a different shul, you never were there before, you go in, nobody says Shalom Aleichem to you, you feel you're lonely. You don't have a good relationship with your family, with your wife, with your kids. You're in the same house, you feel lonely. Right? That's what he's saying. There isn't a human being on the planet who doesn't have moments of loneliness. Right? Ain Adam Shinakudazu Aina Magia Lunefeshlo. There isn't a person who this point doesn't reach their soul. Elisha Madregos Mishtanas, but the levels are different, the different levels of loneliness. There are those who this loneliness happens after, rarely. There are those, on the other extreme, poor, unfortunate people, who their whole life is a life of loneliness. But the point exists for everybody. There's not a person who never feels not lonely. Let's give an example. You're at home late at night, 1 o'clock in the morning, everybody's asleep, you're up, paying bills, whatever. Or let's say there's nobody in the house. You're feeling lonely. So what do you do? What do you do? Miad menasa liskash mishu. You immediately want to call somebody. Kasha lishos levad. It's hard to stay by yourself. Lo tove yoson levado. It's not good for a person to be alone. Avol hatz. So you know that's why you know unfortunately the biggest curse is the all the single people. You know, I believe there's a group who had a song. You know. All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Right? Are those the words? Right? Where do they belong? Where do the lonely people belong? You know, there's a little emes in all, from all the rubbish that they had, there was a shtickle emes was there. Shtickle emes was there, right? You notice a lot of songs in the second world deal with loneliness. Way back from the 50s, are you lonely tonight? right, all these things, right? But anyway, but everybody has these feelings, right? So single people, like, what do they do when they come home? What's the first thing they do when they get into the house? Put on the TV, put on the radio, pick up messages. They just can't walk in and be with themselves. Right. Think about it. You know, I mean, don't, Baruch Hashem, we shouldn't have to think about it. You have to realize how much the single people suffer. The loneliness is incredible. They're at the far extreme. Okay. Now we come to the main point. What's this all getting us to? Avalat safta hamiti shalodam hu arabayna shaloylam. But the true company for you to never feel lonely is the rabayna shaloylam. Anytime that a moment of loneliness wakes up in you, you feel lonely, even not you know infrequently. You have to remember this truth that you're not alone. We'll see where this is going. Nachon, it's true. Lo tamid yuchel lekayim halacha ma'aseh. It's hard for you to play this out and to really feel that Hashem is your company. We're not going to deny that. That's a challenge. Achrei shekol yesh la'agia la'akara mitzvah. But you got to come to this true recognition. This is the emes. The emes is you're never lonely. Because if Hashem is next to you, how can you be lonely? And what is it? Why is it that you don't want to be lonely? I mean, think about what's wrong with being lonely. Well, whatever. There can be all kinds of reasons. I feel insecure. What's going to ever happen to me? And what about these elderly people? People in their 80s. They're not so healthy. They live alone. So they have to have these bracelets, right? And not only these bracelets, these machines on their neck, right? You just press a panic button so they won't feel lonely. What's going to be if? Or I just want someone to talk to. Or whatever. We're social beings, right? So it's hard to understand this, but we got to know this truth. When you're alone, and you feel loneliness, don't rush right away to a phone to speak, or to turn on the TV, or to go to or to read a book, in order to escape your loneliness. You should stop, think, reflect, and say. Why did Hashem create this moment of loneliness for me? Why do I feel lonely right now? For what purpose has He made me become a lonely person for this moment? And after you think, Yavin, you'll come to the conclusion, and He's going to give you the conclusion. That loneliness is the utensil, is the vessel that brings a person to recognize that it's impossible to live on this planet alone. Umilui shel abedidus, and the way you fill the vacuum of loneliness, ena kamoshenira klape chutz eitzel b'nei adam. It's not how it looks outside in the secular world. Of the things they're doing. That's not how you do it. Right? You know, this is what the whole world is trying to do. You understand? What if you ask, if you boil down everything you see that's going on in this world today? Everything. It's revolving around this nekuda. The whole world is trying to escape loneliness. You know. So if you recall one other niggun from the past, but it's a Gevaltic line. Right? Right? You know, the song Piano Man. Right? Piano Man. So one of the lines is, sharing a drink. Let's see, Rebekius. Sharing a drink they call... Oh, come on, Michael. Sharing a drink they call loneliness. Oh, okay. Sorry. It's the more heavier stuff, right? So sharing a drink they call loneliness. What's the second part? Right? But it's better than drinking alone. You think about that. You know, that's unbelievable. They're sharing a drink. Who goes to the bar? Because someone doesn't have anybody waiting at home for them. I mean, think about it. Who goes to a bar? There's a guy with a wife and kids that he loves that goes to a bar. Who goes to a bar? He goes to a bar. Somebody who doesn't have anybody. So you go to a bar. There's 50 people in the room. You drink. You schmooze. You watch the football game that's on or whatever else is on, right? So what are you doing? You're sharing a drink they call loneliness, but it's better than drinking alone. That mamash is the uptaich. That's the definition of today's world. That's what it is. That's what it is. In other words, you know, being with other people is better than totally being alone, but it's still called being alone. If you want to say, what is the one sickness that the whole world is suffering from? It's this horrible loneliness. Now, it's interesting. Animals don't feel lonely. Hashem has not put in their feelings. We may impute our feelings of loneliness on a stray cat, but the stray cat doesn't feel lonely. It's not an animalistic quality. It's only a human quality. So really, it's a mistake to try to relieve that lonely feeling by drinking with someone. You know? Now, what are you doing? Why are you doing that? It might get your mind off the loneliness and give you relief. See, that's what people are searching for. They're searching for relief. It's painful to be lonely. So I'll go to the bar and I'll drink with other people and I'll have a relief from that loneliness. Temporarily, my mind is off the loneliness, even though nobody in that room really cares about you. You know, it's the famous Mike Tyson line before he bit the guy's ear. You could tell it was coming. You know, he's loaded and he has his whole entourage, his whole chevra mishuguim that go around him. And he said, you know, everybody's here around me only because I pay them good money. You know, if I don't pay them good money, I wouldn't have nobody following me. So he knew the emes. So what the tzaddik is saying here, so better fill the loneliness with Hashem, which is the actual solution, not the relief. It's the solution to loneliness. Right? Why has there been a new word that is not in the Hebrew, in Lashon HaKodesh? And then again, we go back to certain words. If it's not in Lashon HaKodesh, if there's no such word, that means it shouldn't exist. We've discussed this in the past about adventure and some other words, right? There's no Lashon HaKodesh word for a novel. It just doesn't exist. And there's no word in Lashon HaKodesh for the word entertainment. There's no such word in Lashon HaKodesh as entertainment. Now, there's modern Hebrew, but that's not Lashon HaKodesh. There's no entertainment. Why is there a multi-billion-dollar business of entertainment? What's the purpose of it? For one reason, to help people escape their loneliness. Right? Now, this has all kinds of forms over here. You know, this explains, if you ever remember when you used to finish these long books, a real long book. When you finish the book, you start to feel lonely. Because you just met this wonderful new group of people. They shared their life with you. You're able to escape your loneliness. But then when you finish the book, what's left? It's like they leave. It's gone. I can't go back to this book. For a few days, you got to see your friends, new friends, you know. And then the book's finished, and then you begin to feel lonely again, right? And this whole idea of entertainment, you know, you know, this thing, this is a broad spectrum over here. We're not talking about just Stam, you know, going to Las Vegas and there's tons of noise and this and that, millions of people there, right? This includes, you know, literature, novels, art, photography, pets, all these things, you know, they all exist because we are lonely. Why do people have pets? Because you're lonely. Right? The 1.3 kids that you had are out of the house. You know? And you're lonely. And you want to share with someone. You want to have a cat. You just want to have it. You know, people go to simchas. Instead of dancing with everybody, they're taking pictures the whole time. You know? We're at an event. So instead of living in the event, they're taking pictures. You know what they're doing? They're hiding behind the camera. The loneliness is hiding behind the camera. You know, because now I have something to do. Because they're very desperately lonely people. They're lonely. Why aren't you dancing with everybody? You want to take one picture? Spending the whole time taking. Got more guys taking pictures now to dance. The idea is to get together and dance. That's what the event is. What do you need to take pictures of the event? Because they're hiding behind the lens. Okay. Why is it that now, you know, with more technology, it just advances? Why do we have chat rooms where people meet strangers and they know that the strangers on the other end are creating false personas? They're not even talking to real people. They're talking to a person who's making up a persona and that's not even who they are. Right? And there's so many options now of false escaping and false company. You know, We've never has there been a generation with so many options of company and people and all these things within reality that with so many people who are lonely. You talk about a couple hundred years ago, you lived on a farm. How often did you see people? And they weren't lonely. They weren't lonely. Yidden weren't lonely. Right? Now you have a million options. You just click on the computer. The whole world is in front of you. And you're still lonely. Why is that? You know why? As long as you don't feel Hashem in your life, you're always going to feel lonely because all these other things are temporary escapes of loneliness. You know, we can temporarily distract ourselves, but really alone. And it goes into something, man, you know, there's certain situations, I'm not saying it's here, but you know people like this. There are people that they run away to work. You know why? Because they feel much more lonely at home with their spouse, with their failed relationship. You have certain people, some guys, they're rushing to go to work, and they don't need the money. They don't need the money. And being there earlier doesn't get them any more money. But just let me get out of this house. Right? So that's the point. So God created man alone. The only solution is a spouse. It made an Azer Kenegdo. That's the means to the solution. The spouse alone is not the solution. Let's understand that. The spouse is not the solution. It's the means to the solution. Because remember, the only way to fill your loneliness is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no other way to fill your loneliness other than with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because he's the only reality that exists. Hashem gives you a spouse that will be the means, which we'll have to explain, how you can get to close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not be lonely. But that's the only solution. Hashem says, I've created man. It's much what the Pasuk is saying. Read what the Pasuk says. It's not good for a man to be alone. That's not good. There's only one means to that. It didn't say, I will create a job for him and he will not be lonely. I'll create a chat room for him and he will not be lonely. Do you understand? I mean, one thing, a spouse. That's it. And if you're not going to look, that if you ask why you're getting married, there's only one reason. That spouse is going to cure my loneliness, not the spouse. But by living with another person, the way the Torah tells us to, then I will not be lonely and I will feel close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the only reason you're getting married to somebody. And if any other reason, and the problem is people are coming up with other reasons. Right? The husband is not replacing Hashem. All they can do is enhance Hashem's reality so you won't be lonely. Do you understand? Do you understand? And that's why when the relationship doesn't take away the loneliness, because you're not getting married to build a bias nemen b'Yisrael. When a man and woman are zocha, where they live together, the Shekhinah is there. When the Shekhinah is there, you're not lonely. Right? For the Shekhinah, remember we said, what did the Kutzker Rebbe say? Where is the Rabbi Hashem? Wherever you let him in. Your gaiva, we said, your arrogance is not going to let a Kodesh Baruch Hu in, right? Now, what is the one thing we hope that is supposed to break down your arrogance? A good wife. Good Asa Kanego beats you up to a pulp and realize you are nothing. So you're not arrogant. Everything you do is stupid and she shows it to you. She has got Bina Yaseira. So you realize you're not such a great guy and you're not so arrogant. You can let a Kodesh Baruch Hu into your life. You let a Kodesh Baruch Hu into your life. Right? So then you won't be lonely. So now think, this is a very important point. So now, people look to marriage as the solution to the loneliness, not as the means to the solution. I'm lonely, I'm going to get married to this woman, I won't be lonely anymore. And Hashem is not part of the equation. So now what eventually happens? You know, so they may, this spouse may distract my loneliness for a while, but it only has a certain amount of time. Now, it could last a couple of years, this distraction. But eventually, you know, I'm bored with her. I'm bored with him. You know, and then you're running back to work again. And now your anger, it turns into anger because the disappointment that you were supposed to solve all my problems. And my problems haven't been solved at all, and I've wasted 5 years on you. And the disappointment turns into such an anger, and that's why there's such bitter divorces. That's why it's happening. And this makes sense. Why? Because you were over expecting what this relationship was supposed to provide for you. It was supposed to provide you the means. If you'd work hard at the marriage the way the Torah tells you and to allow Hashem into your life, then you love your spouse. Without you, I couldn't have this. But if it was just a selfish escape from loneliness and you're expecting them to cure your loneliness and over time it doesn't get cured, then there's a tremendous hatred to that person. No, it's interesting. It's interesting that Dafka in the area of the entertainment world, where that was created as the escape for loneliness, those entertainers are the loneliest people around. They're the loneliest people and the saddest people around. The ones that have to take all the drugs and commit suicide, all these mishigas. Because they're in the business, they know more than anyone else what their business is. To falsely help people escape loneliness. So they must be the most lonely people around. So that's what the tzaddik is telling us over here. The only way to fill your loneliness is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So let's just finish up the paragraph. So it's not like other people say how to fill up the loneliness with everything else. Allah Kodesh Baruch Hu rotzeh la'avio nekuda amitis. Hashem wants to bring us to the true point. Shulo yargish kan bodeid. You should never feel alone. Kate said, how? Adei shishchabel rabbeinu shalom. To connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, listen to this. Listen to the irony. Once you get to this point, then you can be totally alone and never feel lonely. There's all kinds of stories of tzaddikim, you know, who got sent off to Siberia for 30 years. You know, that there's come out stories, you know, of certain people. Sabota was one story. Rav Mendel of Futafas, who's a Lubavitcher, was another story. Right? Unbelievable stories. They came back. You hear what's going on. And they were all alone. And they lived with a Kodesh Baruch Hu the whole time. So let's just do one more line, and then we'll finish. Kesha Adam Yaisha Bebeisa, when a person sits in his house, Umargishu Bodeid, and feels lonely, Reis of Lizkaris and Kudarishon, you have to remember the first point. Shebedidu Zu, this loneliness, Novas Mechoser Hargoshas HaNefesh HaKodesh Baruch Hu Nimtzakan. You know why you feel lonely? It comes from a lack of your soul feeling that Hashem is next to you, and that's the litmus test. Have I reached this level of Hashem of feeling Hashem, the answer is, do you ever feel lonely? If you feel lonely, you haven't reached this level yet. And this is such a healthy point over here. For if you feel Hashem's presence and you never feel lonely, you're never going to feel depressed. You know, it's an amazingly great psychological tool that one can use. That's the benefits of being frum, the way he's telling us to be. So you'll never feel lonely. And there's so many examples of loneliness. We'll have to continue tomorrow on, but it's an unbelievable key he's opening up for us over here.